Welcome, everybody, to Breakers, episode 491. I'm your host, Break Branches, alongside my trusty cohort, Break the Great and Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
Breaking fantastic.
Yeah, I'm breaktastic as well. What about you, Eric?
I'm doing better than I was last week.
Your break good? Instead of breaking bad.
Breaking good.
That's a hey.
We had a pizza party at work today.
Oh, hey. Did it have anything to do with Breakman?
No Ninja Turtles though.
Oh, okay.
So no Breakman either.
Okay. All right. Well, Breakman's getting the treatment today because he got our stream back up and running on Podbean. So. Everybody thank Breakman on Twitter for that. That was
or insult me on Twitter or anything on Twitter because fuck.
Yeah, nobody shoots Breakman any love on the RP Grinders Twitter account anymore. I don't know what's up with that, man. Weird. But
I don't know the last time I got an actual tweet.
Yeah, I know. It's been a few weeks for sure. Yay, Breakman, Bridget says. Break, so there you go. all right, guys, we got tons of news. Let's get to it so we can, get to it in a timely fashion. Eric, go right ahead.
Sorry, I had to cough for a minute.
Oh, okay.
But this is from RPG Site, and it's about how Sony Interactive Entertainment of Asia, I guess, is localizing all of the PS4 trails of Steel Cold games or Cold Steel games, and so Chinese and Korean. So those territories will be getting the games.
All right.
Still, let's see. Cold Steel 1 and 2 will be released on August 17th, while 3 and 4's dates are not have not been announced yet. But there still is no word on an English release on any of these titles: 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Are they all going to be on the PS4?
Yeah.
That would be cool. Are they going to do like a collection, or is it just going to be buy one at a time?
I'm going to say due to the size of the games, they're going to have to be sold separately, but they'll probably have a staggered release schedule.
Okay. All right. Hopefully.
They'll probably be discounted to like $30.
Trails, these are good games. So,
but 3 and 4 are going to probably be full price games.
Ah, damn. That kind of sucks, but I guess they're good games.
Well, so. Maybe they'll be $50 at the very least.
Yeah, hopefully. But, hopefully they'll give us a $10
discount. XSEED, I'm getting antsy about XSEED because they announced four other games that they're doing, and it's not Cold Steel 2 or 3. But I'm going to guess is they're not going to do any announcements on Cold Steel 3 or 4 until they've locked 4 in. And because they'd probably much rather do all the old work on all of 3 and 4 and then make an announcement for 3 and then followed by an announcement of 4 like a couple months later.
Yeah, probably. That's usually how they work, right?
So it's probably we're probably not going to hear anything about Cold Steel 3 until the end of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, no worries. Let's move on to the next story, Break. Breakman, are you alive? I think he broke himself. Next story. Can you read the next one, Eric, while I find out what's
going on? Yeah, because it's related. But okay. Speaking of Cold Steel 4, it's got a release date for Japan of September 27th.
Okay.
And it will sell, the standard edition of the game will sell for 7,800 yen, and the Eternal Preservation Edition will be available for 11,800 yen, and it'll include... let's see. The three B5 size books. I don't know what kind of categorization B5 means, but totaling 700 pages. Wow. Maybe that's what it means.
That's good.
But confidential synopsis, Senno Kiseki 1-3. It says completely unaltered. I guess there were abridged versions before, maybe. But original illustration letter to Millium by Altina, which includes a code that changed Altina into her outfit from Legend of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel 2.
Yeah, that's cool. That's nice. I don't mind that if it's like an extra little thing done on the side. Freak 5 says Break is probably getting another beer.
Oh, it also comes with a special box. There's always a special box.
I think we got Breakman back. We got you back, Breakman? Mm-hmm. Everything going okay?
Yeah, I was having internet problems.
Oh, shit.
I was looking for the internet cable because for some reason, like I talked about before, like my internet on this laptop for some reason is fucked up.
All right, can you do the third story?
Sure. Coming to us live from RPG Site, The Banner Saga 2 for Nintendo Switch launches June 7th.
All right. I think we talked about Banner Saga 2 last week, so it's nice to get a date on that, June 7th.
I've got the first game I need to get through this weekend.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to have to request code for the second game soon.
Yeah. All right. Maybe you can request code for this game, Eric. This comes to us from RPG.
I already did, actually.
Okay, RPG site. God Wars, the complete Legend of Nintendo, Legend for Nintendo Switch, launches September 4th in North America, August 31st in Europe. So there's the story there. It's got a new story expansion titled Legend of Yomi, new story content relating to a new character, several quality of life updates will... what does it say here? Be made to the game, such as increased battle speed. So they made some good updates to the game. So that's nice.
The quality also of life updates, they called them.
Yeah, I know.
Also, if you have a PS4 and you don't have a Switch, the DLC for the game will be made available the same day that the Switch version launches.
Yeah. I agree.
Instead of going to like a regular inn, you know, you guys go like to the Holiday Inn or something like that. You know?
The Holiday Inn Express. They added the Express.
They healed less for doing that.
Yeah, instead of being called the Holiday Inn, they call it the Holiday Inn Express or something. Yeah, that'd be cool. And then, like, if you don't have any money, like, you go to the Motel 6 or something, you know, like a small... a big chain of shitty hotels or motels. Freak 5 says, has everyone seen Deadpool 2 now? I did see it.
I have not. But I have not.
Break has not.
I haven't seen Solo yet either.
Yeah, I know. I haven't either. I want to see it this weekend, though. I know Eric has. You better not spoil it, Eric. All right,
but the Kessel Run's made in 12 parsecs. That's a spoiler.
Oh, God damn it.
Jesus. We only learned this like years ago.
All right.
I guess the spoiler is that he wasn't lying.
Dungeon said he saw Deadpool 2. So
I know, everybody but me now. What's wrong? I feel left out.
Do they have any drive-in theaters in Cincinnati, Break?
No, I don't. Ooh. Do those still exist?
Yeah, we have one here, man. Mm-hmm. You could see like 3 movies for $8. It's cool.
So, I never actually watched a movie at one of those.
Yeah, it's not the best sound quality, but you get like a...
No, I know. I was there. I wasn't paying attention to the movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, there you go. That's a good response. I like that, man. So you were doing extracurriculars.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. Han Solo is a good pilot.
Yeah, there you go.
Spoiler alert, Chewie gets a life debt to Han Solo, which is why he follows him everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Spoiler alert, it's confirmed Chewbacca is male. So yes. that's confirmed in
Solo. Yeah, there's a scene where they shave him in this movie.
Yep.
Yeah. They really should have cut that scene.
Ugh. Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. All right, next story, Eric.
Next story is Corpse Party 2, Dead Patient, is coming to the West this fall on PC. And they're calling it the definitive version of Corpse Party 2, Dead Patient, because And originally when this game released, it was being released episodically, and not only that, but the game had lots of technical issues that they've only just now got around to fixing, and so they just basically rebranded it with a weird subtitle that is not going to be in the English release. It says Nuez or something. N-E-U-E-S.
Yeah. Dungeon says, spoiler, the Empire is in the movie. So,
oh my god. What is with you people in these spoilers? This is ridiculous.
Dungeon, how dare you, man. How dare you. Puppet Show at 12 is what it says on the billboard, Freak 5 says.
Although I probably have to play Blood Drive now, because otherwise I might get confused.
Well, I'm glad they're finally doing a definitive version of 2. So that's cool. That's good news. So we don't have an exact date, but coming soon. Break, next story, please.
Coming to us live from Batsu, Touhou Scarlet Curiosity coming to
Touhou.
Touhou. I can never remember which one it is. Touhou Scarlet Curiosity, which first launched for PlayStation 4 in 2016, is coming to PC this summer with 4K resolution support and a new bullet hell mode.
Ooh. Yikes. Damn. Sort of, they're taking a page out of the air. Automata. Looks good. I'm looking at some of the video now, and that game looks pretty damn good.
I don't know if I want bullet hell in my RPGs.
No, dude. I'm telling you, if you get a PS4, Nier is a must get, dude. Like, Automata is a great game. It's super good.
That was my game of the year for 2017.
Yeah, yeah, and that's saying something, because Persona 5 came out that year.
There are things about Persona 5 that keep it from achieving that title.
What is... I'm not clicking on that link, Freak 5. How dare you?
it was it like buttsex.com or something?
I don't know. It's like something about hand jobs. He's like... I'm telling you. He's like obsessed with hand jobs. I don't know what...
What's wrong with that?
What... well, like giving them out.
Can we start calling him Handy 5 Chaos?
Yeah. Handy 5 Chaos.
I mean, his name is Chaos Freak. I mean,
Freak 5, yeah. I guess, yeah. I mean, chaotic hand jobs. I mean, that's Freak's, you know. It's a movie called Hand Job Cabin, is what it is. Is that a sex movie? Jesus, triple X. All right, let's move on to the next story from Gamatsu. Gal Metal coming west this fall. Rid the planet of alien invaders with the power of metal. So it's coming out to Switch in North America and Europe, both physically and digitally, this fall. Gal Metal first launched in Japan on February 8th. There's a big, long synopsis of it. If you want to check it out, go to Gamatsu.
That just makes me want a sequel to Brutal Legend.
Yeah, you know what?
This game is basically Baby Metal, the game. If anybody knows what Baby Metal is.
It looks okay.
No, what's Baby Metal?
A two-girl band that does metal, and they look like Skullgirls.
You know what it looks like to me? It's got a cel-shaded look, and it sort of looks like how... what's that dancing game that you Dance Dance Revolution? I don't know what this game is, but it reminds me of Dance Dance Revolution for some reason. But coming to the Switch, fall 2018.
I don't think it's quite as intense as that.
No, it doesn't look as intensive, but there you go. All right, next story, Eric.
Next story is Gungrave VR is coming west. Do we really need VR games?
I know. Do we? Do,
but
I want VR. I'm jealous. I'd love to play VR. In
Marvelous Europe. I'm not paying like $600 for that VR.
Well, yeah, me either.
Actually, it's $500 now because they lowered the price by about $100.
Yeah. But, oh wow, how generous! Of
I them. Know. How
still
generous?
Not, still not in my price range.
I know. VR is like $200, but then you have to pay like $150 each for like the move and the camera. You need two move controllers and then the camera.
Oh boy. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a cool idea. I know Freak 5 in chat has VR. He was saying that Skyrim's really good on it. I could see games like that being actually really cool. bunch of first-person shooters, but I just don't think the tech is there quite yet. I think we're maybe a gen or two away from getting a really good VR peripheral. So, you know, I'll wait until, you know, something definitive comes out. Like if somebody
until it's in the consumer price range.
Yeah, yeah, right now, I wouldn't mind playing Gungrave VR if it's a game that was just VR augmented and you don't really need it to play it. But it sounds like it's like a VR-only experience.
MXT decided to show up in chat. What's up, MXT? He says,
right now, VR is kind of in the... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's okay. That's all right. Go ahead.
It's in the exclusive range, you know? Like, you got to be the enthusiast.
Yeah.
To be you know, somebody who's really invested in it. It's not yet in the range where it's like the Walmart product.
Yeah, it's not very consumer-friendly.
It sounds like it could be played in... Yeah. Traditional style, because you can play in third person mode.
Yeah, but still, like, if you're gonna get that game in VR, you want to play probably first person. MXT says, let the past die, kill it if you have to. I have no idea what he's referring to
there. Yeah, it sounds like you know, your favorite villain,
Thanos.
No, your absolute favorite villain of all time,
Freak Five.
No, Kylo Ren.
Oh, Kylo Ren. Oof, yeah. I want a decent VR MMO, Freak 5 says. Yeah, I agree. I think VR is definitely
interesting. He probably just wants a sex MMO.
Yeah, the sex simulator. You could do that with your hand, Freak 5. Come on. You already do the hand jobs.
I would be into that, too. I mean, what? Damn it.
You would be into giving,
not out loud.
You would be into giving hand jobs, Break? This is breaking news, man. No, I don't like Kylo Ren. We've documented this before, MXT. Where were you? Son of a bitch. Where were you?
He called him the Kylo.
Kylo. The Kylo. Freak Five says he wants a Leisure Suit Larry VR game. I'd totally be down for that. I want to talk about those commie bastards, Steam, censoring his games. MXT, you should have been here last week because we discussed that at ad nauseum. I'll have the archive of that up tonight, so you can download that show, see what we have to say about Steam censoring the Honey Pop games, etc. All right, next story. Break.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Sony says the PS4 has entered the final stage of its life cycle. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So, what about a PlayStation 5, then?
Yeah, they haven't quite announced a PS5.
I know, and that's weird, because usually they don't, like, they don't say a system is in its end until... After a few years of the newest system being out.
Yeah, we're...
Well, I don't know. I think they're going to just sell the console for like at least 3 more years
before they
introduce a new one.
Yeah, they're
all right. Basically, Sony's always said they have a 10-year lifespan for every one of their systems, a 10-year life cycle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if they go 3 more years, that won't be quite 10.
Yeah, it's close enough.
It'll probably go for a little bit longer. Well, you might be right. They might start going with shorter life cycles as technology increases at a rapid pace, you know, it's probably more.
Now I'm losing faith that they'll actually do a PS4 LE, and which is a pro, but with like the specs similar to an Xbox One X plus Blu-ray HD support or 4K support.
Yeah, I'm glad I got the Xbox X for that reason. I just got lucky with my Xbox. I won that Toys R Us certificate, but I'm actually ecstatic that I got the X just because of that HD stuff, the 4K and you know the Blu-ray support and all that type of stuff. But Freak 5 says Frank's worst enemy is dementia. How dare you?
So back to the story. During the Sony Investor Relations Day 2018 event in Tokyo, Sony Interactive Entertainment President and CEO John Kodera said the PlayStation 4 is now entering the final phase of its life cycle. Originally released in North America and Europe on November 2013 and in Japan in February 2014, the PlayStation 4 has shipped more than 79 million units
as of
the end of March.
That's crazy.
So that's not bad. Although he said that that would have an impact on sales, he was also quick to point out that recurring revenue received from the PlayStation Network and membership services such as PlayStation Plus would diminish this problem. Mm-hmm. This is important because PSN has been highly profitable for the company, and it's helped them generate more revenue than all of Nintendo during their fiscal year that ended in March 2016. Wow.
Yeah, they've made a ton of money off the PlayStation Store. And you know why? You know why?
I mean, we said a million times, Nintendo's behind the times on online, but that, I mean, they should see this and go like, oh shit, we are behind the times.
They're not really, I mean, they are behind as far as like tech goes and stuff like that, but they're ahead
their online service is weak.
Yeah, right now. There's no question about that, but they, you know,
I'm talking about the new ones they have planned in September.
Yeah, well,
it's like,
they're not there
yet. Why should it be $20 to play? I mean, fine, I'll play games online. I'll pay you the $20, but everything else you're offering is kind of shit.
Yeah, I agree.
Cloud saving for a console that still doesn't have a manual and non-cloud solution to backing up your save files.
Yeah, I know. It is a problem.
That's something they could put it in an update. That's all they need to do.
I don't know.
And Nintendo needs to partner themselves with somebody who's an expert in online, because they just, no matter what they do, they always seem like they're at least five years behind everybody.
Yeah, they're flailing when it comes to online, but they're not flailing when it comes to
money. They
already
put out a call for network experts.
Yeah. Dungeon says Sony.
They need to look better. Look harder. I don't know. Like, they're
maybe
just not
they're still looking.
Dungeon says Sony is a
wanted sign out in the front.
Yeah,
Nintendo Hub wanted.
Yeah, exactly. Dungeon says Sony's a massive company though with a diverse product line. Nintendo just focuses on one thing with their products, which makes me think like, why can't they get it right? You know, if that's all they're focused on, like they should. I mean, I know the first party stuff keeps them well ahead of the curve. Like Zelda sold gangbusters. Mario sells gangbusters.
It's also the
every
best open
time.
World game ever.
Yeah, it's from all. I mean, I haven't played it. I really want to play that.
Even with its flaws, I mean, it's still miles ahead of the competition.
Do you think it's
a variety of areas?
Here's a question: do you think it's better than Event Horizon?
Haven't played that yet.
Oh God, it's so good, dude.
It's probably a good game, but for completely different reasons. Though.
Oh man, I don't know, man. I'm gonna play Legend of Zelda. I'll tell you what I think of the two, but Event Horizon, man, holy shit, they really did that right. Freakfight says, I think what I would go for is a console that is completely digital, no disc, and each new generation you're able to play the old. I totally agree with you, Freakfight, for a change.
There's one big problem with that. The gaming industry doesn't seem to care about preserving digital content.
Yeah.
Or even just not digital content.
DB says Nintendo feels like it's really, really cautious with online. You're right. That's one of the things that they've said before. Like they are worried about children interacting online. They're worried about being liable for things that happen online.
Even though they shouldn't be ever.
Yeah. That's why.
If they've noticed, and shit happens to everybody online, and no companies have been majorly sued or anything.
And that's why you have EULAs, is for things like that. You know. All right.
I mean,
so,
for instance, Microsoft has strict policies on their online.
Yeah.
If they catch you doing something or somebody complains about you, you could easily be banned.
Yeah. Well, Nintendo does too. If you have a modded console on Nintendo, they fucking
But Microsoft has a much better online service.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. Like Nintendo, I mean, Microsoft can take care of like the bad people.
Yeah.
Nintendo's is overly cautious.
Yeah.
They're way too cautious.
No question about that. All right, let's
like bubble wrap their online and shit. They're afraid.
Yeah.
That's
a good analogy. Nintendo is like the bubble wrap of consoles. You know, that's how they treat it of online. They are the bubble wrap of online. You know what isn't bubble wrapped is Yakuza. This comes to us from RPG site. Remasters of Yakuza 3, 4, and 5 are coming to the PS4.
I don't know if that's accurate because they're already HD. So what would they be remastering?
I have no idea.
I don't think the games are going to have 4K support.
Maybe they will. Maybe that's the big thing.
It did say better resolutions, but so I guess that's 720p going to 1080p.
Yeah, maybe. Yakuza 3 coming August 9th this year. Yakuza 4 coming in the fall of this year. And Yakuza 5 coming in the spring of this year. I still, you know, I know the Yakuza.
Somebody tells me the improved frame rates are just a result of being on the PS4.
Yeah, probably.
And not necessarily because they did any tweaking.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the games are fantastic from what I hear. Dungeon's a big fan of those games, so I got to get on the ball and get those games, man. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story. Before I move on, hopefully we'll get the version of Yasuka 3 that actually has the hostess clubs.
Yeah. MXT says, I killed the Best Buy Gamers Club. Deal with it, MXT. All right,
Why?
I don't know. I didn't kill it.
I could never take advantage of that because I don't have the money to buy games all the time.
Yeah.
But Cat Quest 2, the Lupus Empire, announced for PS4, Switch, PC, and mobile. So the other day, the Gentle Brothers Games announced their critically and commercially successful action RPG from 2017 and will receive a sequel called Cat Quest 2, the Lupus Empire.
Oh, I remember. We talked about Cat Quest 1, and we all wanted...
Hopefully the gameplay is a lot more varied and it doesn't get repetitive quickly, because that was a problem with the original game, although the game was short enough that it wasn't too much of a problem.
Yeah.
But a more beefier and more adventure type of game would be good.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, yesterday there was a patch for Friday the 13th. I did hear that. What's interesting about it, Freak 5? I guess they added some new content, which is cool. And it was free, which is even better. So, all right, break. Next story, please.
Did you say it was free?
Yeah, I think it is free.
Patch. If they start... Yeah. If some company starts charging for patches, I'm going to start murdering people.
No, look, see, Freak 5 says it's single player challenges.
He said yesterday there was a patch for Friday the 13th.
Yeah, I know, but
and then you said free, and you're like,
it's added content.
Better. Like,
added content.
Single player. I'm just saying, if people start charging for patches, I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
Yeah, he says the single player challenges might have you killing counselors who are having sex. Hey, as long as I can put them in a sleeping bag and hit them against a tree, that would be a plus. All right. Break. Next story.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Age of Wonders. Planetfall takes the fantasy series to space in 2019.
Oh, cool. No release date yet, so just 2019.
I don't think I've ever heard of Age of Wonders at all.
During the Paradox Con event earlier today, Paradox Interactive announced that they get their own con. Announced that one of the most popular turn-based strategy series will be making a return with Age of Wonders: Planetfall.
What a weird Triumph paradox! Studios,
what
a weird paradox!
Yeah, they've worked on previous Age of Wonders entries, blah blah blah. Instead of controlling multiple planets like in Stellaris, you'll be focused on building up your own planet while uncovering ruins to discover the history of your former leaders and meet other factions who can either help you or harm you in your journey.
It looks
features tactical turn-based sci-fi combat. Perfect. I'll just read the headers. Discover a rich science fiction world, planetary empire building, and multiple paths to victory.
Yeah, they look. It looks kind of cool. Graphically, it looks fantastic. But there's not a lot of gameplay there. Freak 5 says you can already do that if someone is hiding in a tent, and they added a quote punishment for people who leave games early.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucks.
What about a punishment?
Yeah, a punishment.
Yeah, I want off the show.
I want off the show.
Maybe they could be cat puns from Cat Quest 2.
Yeah, there you go. All right, this next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Shadows of Adam is coming to the Nintendo Switch. It gives us a rundown. It features compelling character-driven story. Don't they all? What else? Yeah, exactly. Don't they all say that? We have the best story.
we have gameplay.
I don't think Kevco actually... No, they have sometimes said that their story is good.
Yeah. Strategic AP Management Battle System. AP is restored between each round of battle automatically and through defeating enemies. I kind of like that. That's really cool.
It sounds a lot like the Four Heroes of Light.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Only maybe a little bit better because you can restore it two different ways.
Beautiful visuals inspired by classic JRPGs of the SNES era. That I can say without a question looks good. I'm looking at the video now as you are on the stream. Original soundtrack with over 44 tracks. That's really cool. So let's see. An actual release date has not been revealed, so it's a non... Oh, it says February... Well, no, that was the old one. I was like 23rd, but it did no
date. They say it's a traditional JRPG-inspired RPG, but the character artwork looks Western.
Yeah, yeah, it kind of does. All right, next story, Eric.
So, DB in chat says he has a question. He said, will Age of Wonders Planetfall have planetary empire building?
That would be cool. It did not specify that, but I'm guessing there will be some of those features, if not a full-blown feature in that game. Because it looked...
create your own unique house and build prosperous colonies and colonies through economic specializations of planetary sectors and governing doctrines.
Yep, yep. There you go. So that answers your question. It is. Mm. All right, Eric.
All right, the wolf among us.
How dare you guys? You're these sons of bitches. You're exiled, both of you, off the show right now.
The Wolf Among Us. Season 2 has been delayed to 2019.
Wow. I wonder why. It says, what does it
Maybe
say?
Maybe they're actually taking the time to make the story good, because that's the problem with Telltale Games recently. And well, maybe to fix some technical issues on their engine.
That Batman might be
a lot of them.
That might be the reason, because story-wise, I think Wolf Among Us was among the best of the Telltale series. That and Walking Dead Season 1. I didn't play Season 2, but those two seasons are really good.
Season 2 adds like multiple endings and stuff. But really cool. I need to play the third one yet.
Although I think the real reason is that Telltale might have gone through a big restructuring. So
that's a possibility. Probably... That's a possibility. But it's highly anticipated. I played the first one. It's really good, Wolf Among Us. It's basically an adult fairy tale is what it is. So, all right. Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from Komatsu, Rainbow Skies launches June 26th in North America and June 27th in Europe.
MXT is exiled.
Right. Tactical RPG Rainbow Skies will launch for PlayStation 4. PlayStation 4, PS Vita, and PlayStation 3 via the PlayStation Store on June 26th in North America. And I already said this shit.
Yeah.
The price will be...
The PS3, because we might as well, right?
Yeah, yeah, so. $29.99 or €26.99.
Hmm. Yep. Looks good. Rainbow Sky.
Here, I'll read the key features.
I hope it's at least better than the first game. It's not that the first game was bad, it's just... The story was kind of bland, and the gameplay kind of got repetitive, and moving your character during combat was more difficult than it needed to be.
That sucks. Yeah. I'm not reading the story because who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Key features: follow the story of three young heroes and discover the true value of their friendship in this unforgettable adventure inspired by fan-favorite classic tactical RPGs.
Yeah.
Okay, explore a colorful and vibrant world filled with friends and foes. Beautiful visuals, optimized run at 60 frames per second. Wow, on all systems. Revamped turn-based battles with practically limitless tactical depth. Plan your assault with hundreds of skills, items, and options, plus all new combo attacks.
I think the last game was only 30 FPS.
Breed and level up a large variety of monsters, then bring them into battle with you. Ooh, I like that. Upgrade your characters, weapons, equipment, and battle skills. I love like breeding and Viva Pinata and... And like Dragon Quest monsters, those games.
Hopefully, like, I don't have to like buy torches to see my way through a dungeon. That was stupid too. Let me explore, goddammit.
Upgrade your character's weapons, equipment, and battle skills. Because this is a fucking RPG. If you don't do that, what the fuck? Yeah. Enjoy a huge variety of side quests and optional content. Again, RPG. Yeah. Dig up hidden treasures and find other... what the fuck am I reading this for? I'm done.
Exactly.
I'm done. Yep. What the fuck?
Well, there's one cool feature.
Well, I don't know. In RPGs, you technically don't dig up things. So, like, the plot does it.
Didn't you do that in Dark Cloud? Dig up shit in Dark Cloud?
In Dark Cloud, you build town.
They literally mean dig up. If they mean you get a shovel and dig, okay, that's kind of different.
All right, I guess. Although you did that in fucking what Animal Crossing. Why do I need to do that in RPG? Cross save is cool. That's a cool feature. Cross save.
The last game. I don't think the last game did.
Yeah.
Wait, it might have. Like. The very end, but yeah. I don't think it started that way.
All right. Next story coming to us from Gamatsu. Deck building roguelike RPG, you've already lost me, A Long Way Down announced for Switch and PC. Dive into the dark and tormented world. French studio Synapsis has announced A Long Way Down. I just said that. It will cost $14.99. And there's an overview. There's some key features. By virtue or by sin, you will be judged. Every choice will impact your fate. Are you a virtuous hero or are you a sinner? Craft a deck. I would say so in a card game. Battle the monsters that infest the darkness. I would say so as well. Gather your party.
I'll say if it ain't by Bot and Kaitos, it's not worth my time.
Traverse the maze, okay. Upgrade your items and equipment. Why is that a feature? That's so dumb. It's like what you were saying, Brake, last story. Jesus Christ.
Well, some games... Yeah,
indeed.
Yeah. Some games are purely stat-driven. You don't have equipment, that's why.
I guess, but that just kind of... I mean, it's kind of like, a necessity if you're building a card game roguelike. You want to, build up your items and equipment. Anyways, next story, Eric.
Next story is Nurse Love Addiction.
Hello, been, Nurse!
Yeah. It's been coming to Switch, and it's got a date for Japan. No word on the U.S. release.
Why do I have the sudden urge to play
Although
like
you can play the game on
music.
PC, on Steam, it is not an adult game, but it is a Yuri... visual novel, so it's a romance visual novel.
So this
about
is like
two
a.
Girls getting it
so this
together.
Is like the Twilight of the Japanese visual novel, right?
Why? There's no vampires.
No, without the vampires,
and it probably doesn't suck either.
Without glittery vampires, that's what I'm saying. This is not going to suck because it doesn't have glittery vampires. So there you go. All right. So, what is there anything that else we need to know about this, Eric?
You can also get it on the PS Vita. I didn't know that. I thought it was only available on Steam.
All right, there you go. All right, break.
But next. If you don't like the Vita and you have a Switch, you can get there instead.
Yeah, there you go. I do not have a Vita, so I would probably get it on the Switch. All right, break. Next story, please.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era. Slavic myth informs cat maze in Metroidvania that weaponizes cute animals.
Oh, wow. This is different.
I want to know more. Cat maze, a cute Metroidvania about a witch who uses animal familiars as actual weapons.
What?
Stabbing foes with hedgehogs.
Yeah, you play as the witch from Symphony of the Night. That's basically what you're going on here.
Stabbing foes with hedgehogs or slashing at them with bats draws from Slavic myth to create its locals and enemies.
This looks fantastic. Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of Momodora, only cuter.
Yeah.
Cat Maze draws from several different creatures from Slavic myth to fill out its rogues gallery of villains, from Alesta, a young sorceress, to fight, from a spirit-like Kikamore to the horned
Enchilada. Yeah.
And no, definitely not.
Horn enchiladas,
horn enchiladas. Players will get to meet all manner of dangerous creatures from mythology to battle. It makes them sound like you're going to stop and talk to them and say, hey.
Yeah.
Alesta will not tangle with these creatures on her own, as she'll be using various weaponized animals to fight back. We've already discussed that.
Yeah.
From a whip-like snake to a swung cat. what the hell's a swung cat?
Like you swing to a swing a cat.
A cat with a swagger.
Yeah, he's got
thrown
swag.
Bat. Each animal can be used to attack in its own ways, giving the sorcerers some unorthodox weapons to use.
This looks fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. Some of these creatures will also give her added mobility, allowing her to climb walls, allowing the players to deeply customize how she fights and moves depending on the animal she takes with her.
Totally down for this game. Looks fantastic.
And it is available on Steam now.
Yep.
It's a Catmancer.
Bridget's Exiled. I will not be watching Twilight tonight. That's what it breaks down to. I don't know if you guys got a chance to look at the trailer for this Cat Maze.
We could all be thankful that Alucard from Symphony Night does not glitter.
Yeah, exactly. Thankfully. This game looks good. I'm totally down.
He does bloom, though.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But that's usually the moonlight.
Yeah. Don't give them any ideas, because then they'll come up with the Twilight Metroidvania. All right. Next story comes to us from Silicon Era. Muv Love and Muv Love Alternative head to the...
What?
I'm just reading what they put in front of me, man. Yeah.
Muv.
No. Muv.
I don't know what Muff is. I know what Muff is. I don't know what Muff is.
I know. I kind of wanted to say Muff, but it's Muv. Muv Love.
Well, this game used to be an arrow game, so there probably was Muff Love.
There you go. Worldwide release dates for the PlayStation Vita versions of Muv Love and Muv Love Alternative have been announced. Digital and physical copies will first arrive in Europe on June 8th, then on June 12th. In North America. So there you go. It kicks off.
Basically, Muv Love is Muv Love Extra and Muv Love Unlimited.
Okay.
And then there's Muv Love Alternative.
It's a traditional slice of life romantic tale, turns into science fiction with twists and turns. So there you go.
With mechs. There's mechs in it.
Oh, there's mechs. Sweet.
But
is there mech sex?
The adult version, you can go on Dimpasoft and buy that, or you can get the Steam version, then buy the patch that gets around the sensors.
Yeah.
Considering what Steam's been doing lately, I wonder how long it's going to stay on there now.
Yeah. All right. Next story break.
Don't Just Lie from Not Loading. Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Kimco announced this visual novel.
Because none of the characters are underage. Yeah.
All right. Break.
Wait, what about... You said the characters are underage? I thought they weren't.
No, they aren't.
Oh, okay.
Because they're all soldiers.
Right. That's what I thought. So it was okay. It was a muff. Kimco announced his visual novel, Sayaku Naru, Sayaku Ninjin ni Sasagu for PS4?
Yes, there's an update to this. Go ahead, Eric.
Kimco has announced this game dedicated to the person who is the worst disaster is apparently what it means.
And dedication... It's a bad translation. Wow. I'd probably call it Memoirs of a Walking Disaster.
Ah, okay.
A new visual novel for PlayStation 4 in joint development with Yamagata-based independent developer Water Phoenix and supervised by Rajin G. Lupi, scenario writer, amphibian. I don't know what I just said.
I don't know what you just said either.
The game will launch on August 23rd for 3,333 yen. Wow, that's an interesting number.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, there you go. So that is the news, guys. Any update?
Yeah, it's not as interesting as Muff Love. Yeah.
Well, do you want to know about the setting for this game?
I guess. Go ahead and read the setting, break.
Now I gotta read because Eric wanted me to? God. The game follows a lone girl living in five worlds. She is a multi-world traveler called Kuro, who is able to freely travel between the five worlds and whose name changes depending on the world. The protagonist, the player, is named...
Hyuma?
He is unable to see any living thing outside of Kuro. Well, that sucks. Yeah. The boy who cannot see other people and the girl who cannot be seen by others start living in support of each other while they have shitty lives. But one day disaster struck 2. Wait, that wasn't
the disaster? Exactly.
Yeah, there's a disaster on top of the disaster.
Oh, shit. Disaster struck 2 and their peaceful daily lives collapsed. The disaster occurs when the guy at its center and looms before him is as an inescapable fate. Continue to fight against it, the boy will eventually have to make a decision.
I like the premise. This sounds actually pretty decent. I wouldn't mind this.
Yeah, Kemco, maybe this is your true calling. Just make visual novels.
Yeah.
People are really unlucky. Yeah. Fuck.
So that's the news, guys.
Well, typically they're only publishing it, but good on them, I guess.
Any homie discounts going on? Toys R Us update, break, anything?
Actually, I was there again this week, and their prices have gone down again.
Oh,
their wow. Video games are now 60% off.
Holy shit.
That's weird, because this week I went to Toys R Us and it was only 40, so I got like DB's Fighters for like $36.
That's not bad. That's a good price.
So it's like, I wonder, it's different depending on the location? What the fuck?
I'm guessing...
Or maybe they're just behind. I don't know.
I'm guessing it's based on stock. That's what I'm guessing.
I don't know. Like, every week I've been there, it seems like it's going down in price.
Do they have a good selection of games still, or...?
Yeah, they actually do. I bought Star Wars Battlefront 2 this week.
Oh, cool. How much?
So, it was 60% off. So, what... $24? Oh, $22?
Not bad.
Where am I at? $24.
Freak5 says he tried to go to Toys R Us this week and it was closed.
Oh, that's some shit, dude.
That's unfortunate, man. That sucks.
They just shut down already.
Yeah. PlayStation.
Yeah, you can't go online and buy anything either. Yeah. Which is shit.
PlayStation's having a really cool sale. I tried to get the 20% coupon for watching that Detroit Become Human thing, but I can't find it anywhere. They must have taken it off the PlayStation Network. But there's tons of sales for PS Plus members. Just take a peek on your PlayStation and you'll see a bunch of cool ones. Still, the two free PS Plus games this month, Beyond Two Souls and Rayman Legends. So there you go. I don't know what Xbox is doing. I didn't really play much of the Xbox this week, except for
the extended play sales going on right now.
Yeah, that's what I said. There's a ton of cool stuff. Still, they extended that sale. I guess it was doing really well. So, all right. Any Twitter questions or comments? I'm guessing not, right, Blake?
I know. Why even ask at this?
The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt Complete Edition for $20.
That's a steal. That's an absolute.
Then again, there's that. I could play on my PS4 and it won't be 60 frames, or I could get it on the PC for. But then I had to wait for a sale for that.
I got it on the Xbox, and man, I gotta say that what little I played of that game, it's fantastic. All right, what have you been playing, Break?
Not much this week because of my stinko, but I won't talk about them. Yeah. So mostly I played the phone game. Oh, you did want to talk about Gears of War once I beat it. I did beat it this week.
Yeah, yeah. Did you think, like I thought, Break, that Gears 4 just kind of ended like, bam, that was the end. Like, you know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, exactly.
Like Halo 2 end, you mean?
It just seemed like just when it was getting going, like with the mech suit and stuff, it just ends and that's it.
Like that's what I was
finished the fight.
And I beat it. And I looked at Ms. Bregman and I said, apparently I just beat it.
Yeah, I know. I felt the same way. It didn't feel like.
I gave us $60 when we do Gears of 5.
there was a lot of build up to nothing at the end of that game. Like it was, I don't know, it was lackluster in my opinion.
You mean like the Order 1886? Yeah, like that's even worse game.
Freak 5 says he's been playing GTA 5, Friday the 13th, and Diablo 3. All good games.
Yeah, my biggest problem I think with it is gameplay hasn't evolved that much. Unless you play some of the other modes, like what's it called again? Shit, I forget.
Horde mode?
The Horde mode, yeah.
Yeah.
Horde mode, they've added features to it, but not many. It's just...
Get fucked mode.
it just seems like it's maybe a prettier version of the third one, you know? There's not... I don't know. Like, I kind of... Like Halo 5 was a big jump from Halo 4, and Halo 4 was a big jump from the third one. Like, those games evolved. Gears of War doesn't seem like it's a franchise that's evolving.
Would the game be improved if we had, like, Marcus sitting on a toilet or something?
Dungeons.
No, I mean the gameplay is pretty much, if you played one Gears of War, you've played them all.
Yeah,
it's pretty much identical in every way.
Yeah, for sure. And less compelling in my view. Like
Gears of Stagnation.
Yeah,
Is referred by Dungeon Buster. Bungeon Buster.
Yeah, Bungeon Duster is in chat. Oh. He says he played Pillars of Eternity 2, was really good, except for the pirate stuff, apparently. I need to play Pillars
Arr.
Of... I have Pillars of Eternity 1 on Xbox, and I've yet to play it. I mean, I
some
dabbled.
People say that DLC for 1 is much better than the actual game.
I have the complete edition.
Which is how I felt about Mass Effect 2. Is like the DLC was more entertaining, even though it was
only like $15 now with all the DLC. So that would be a good deal for anybody to pick that up. What else you been playing, Break?
Just a cell phone game, really.
South Park.
Because I wanted to play some other games, but again, my stinko. Phone South Park game.
Okay. All right.
Good times, but I am stuck in the 40s.
Oh, yeah.
As far as online. I'm a little irritated.
And in real life, right?
Oh.
That was mean.
Ouch, referred, so I'm going to go cry in the corner now.
Yeah. All right, Eric, what have you been playing?
Well, being stuck in 40s is better than being in 50, though.
Oh.
Well, that's coming.
Yeah. It never goes away. Age. All right, Eric.
I've been playing. I finished The Last Guardian last week.
Cool.
But I held off on my review. I'm doing that later. But played more Bad Apple Wars. But last weekend I decided to start Kingdom Hearts Final Mix because Kingdom Hearts 3 is finally happening. It's coming out this year.
Yeah.
And so I want to get caught up again with the story since it's been forever since I played it.
Oh, man.
I wonder how people are going to be disappointed because it's been so long no matter what. A lot of people are just going to be disappointed.
I highly doubt it.
Some people might it's been so but I don't know. It's been so long that some people might actually still have good memories of Kingdom Hearts and still enjoy 3 because of that.
Yeah, okay. I was looking at a little bit of gameplay. And they were playing in the Toy Story world, and I'm like, yes, that game is a must-get this year.
I just hope that the gameplay is a more highly refined version of the gameplay, a fusion between the gameplay we saw in Birth by Sleep and Dream Drop Distance, because Dream Drop Distance brought the fluidity, the battles that the series sorely needed.
Yeah.
But it dropped a lot of the customization from... Birth by Sleep, where you could make your own abilities by combining other abilities with stuff once they've maxed out their level.
Freak 5 is exiled. He says Smokey and Friday is loosely based off of
Friends. Like, here's an example of the crazy shit you could do in Birth by Sleep. Like, you could take Fire Aga and Slow, and then you'd have a gigantic fireball that you'd launch that would just basically continue to do damage to an enemy because it would travel across the screen slowly.
Dare you break? Son of a bitch. Dungeon, let me get caught up on chat, Eric, and then I'll let you finish what you've been playing. Dungeon says White March, solid campaign. Then Freak 5 got exiled. And Dungeon says Kingdom Hearts, 1.774. Shattered Expectations, Rising Thunderdrop.
Over 2 days.
Yeah. Or was that KH2.81551? Yeah, exactly.
Do you want to buy some ice cream?
Oh, God, I really hope they say, this isn't Kingdom Hearts, or this is Kingdom Hearts 2.99.
Oh, God. I wouldn't put it past him, man. You know. And then you have to pay for the DLC and add that.
No, they'll make the Switch game the actual Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts 3.01.
Yeah, exactly. 3.01. You get 0.01 more data with that version. All right, what else you've been playing, Eric?
I played Smoke and Sacrifice, which is not nearly as good as I was hoping it would be.
Oh, that sucks.
That's too bad. It's got a cool title.
And then I played Bloodstained Curse of the Moon, And I got some bullshit in my stinkos. We might as well just go into the stinkos right now.
Okay.
All right. IntiCreate seems to have problems with getting the backer codes to the backers of games that they've backed long, long ago, like back when the Kickstarter was alive and not Slacker backer stuff.
Yeah.
Because console codes aren't available for backers. You can buy the game now, but I don't have my code yet. So what they did, which isn't an optimal solution because not everybody has a PC, is give you a temporary access code that will last until the 8th for Steam only.
Boo. That's shitty.
And this isn't the only time that they fucked up with the Steam code dates for consoles because WayForward's Shantae Half-Genie Hero also was like this.
Yeah.
So what's going on in IntiCreate?
I don't know, man. Dungeon says I should do what Eric is doing and find a place to rent the mix. I tried reading the wiki for Kingdom Hearts, but I got lost. Yeah, don't even bother with the story, Dungeon. It's so convoluted.
Or just don't even bother with the side games.
Yeah.
Just, you don't really need to. I mean, you're not missing out
no,
much.
No, they're worth playing, though.
If you play them and then you go back to one, though, then you'll understand some more things about what was going on in the background. Because, there's a scene in Kingdom Hearts 1 where Riku's stuck in the world of darkness and Aqua's talking to her. I mean, if you play the game the first time without playing Birth by Sleep, you would not know who Aqua was and why she's there. But now, after having played that, now I understand who the hell she was. Conversing with. Although, strangely enough, that scene isn't voiced. I don't know if they fucked up in this release or it was like that in the original. I can't remember. But there's no voicing in that because I think the idea is that you're in the world of darkness. They can only hear each other's thoughts.
Hey, Eric, Freak5 is asking if you've tried the Sweet Heat Skittles.
I didn't know that was a thing. It sounds like cinnamon, so no.
Yeah.
I don't even want to touch that.
Maybe it's like just their normal Skittles, but they add a little bit of heat. That would be interesting. That I would be interested in. You should do.
I'd say the core games that you should play for Kingdom Hearts are
1, 2, and 3.
One, 2, and then Birth by Sleep, and then Dream Drop Distance, because Dream Drop Distance is basically a Kingdom Hearts 2.5.
Hey, Eric, is Smoking...
It leads right into the third game.
Yeah. Is Smoke and Sacrifice like Salt and Sanctuary? Is it related any way to that game or no?
No. What I thought was a game where it is a survival game, but like the idea is you're supposed to be looking for your son who's supposedly still alive, even though you sacrificed him to the gods like 7 years ago. But you basically have to survive, and it basically amounts to just making a bunch of shit by materials that you collect, and basically it's a fetch quest.
All right. Anything else you've been playing, Eric?
Not only that, though, but you have to worry about the ever-changing weather conditions and all the enemies that want to kill you.
Ugh. Yeah, that sucks.
And equipment that has... time durability and durability meters in the first place. So like, I can make an item like a lantern, but like if I have the lantern out, I can't attack. And while the lantern's out, its durability decreases. So you have to kind of put it away when you're done. But you need the lantern in order to keep yourself from dying when the smoke comes in because it's poisonous.
Yeah.
And then there's other places like where you have to equip, like, snow-resistant boots so you don't freeze to death.
Yeah. Freak 5 says...
I mean, which would be fine in, like, small bursts and controlled instances if you were making a curated experience, but they kind of make it open world.
Yeah.
But even though there's, like, tiny map spaces where your ability where to go is hard and not everything you're... I don't know, it's just not a good well-designed game.
Freak 5 says they're pretty good, those... hot Skittles. He says the flavors are lemon spark, fiery watermelon, sizzling strawberry, blazing mango, and
DB,
and
is he talking
orange.
About the first Kingdom Hearts collection that has like all the Kingdom Hearts but Dream Drop Distance and then supplementary content that you can view if you want to?
I think he's talking about just the first game. I don't know. Maybe
just PS2 game?
Yeah. Hardcore Lantern Simulator Dungeon says, yeah. All right. I've been playing a little bit of MPQ, of course. Alien
Isolation. Oh, yeah. I don't think I finished.
Yeah, you did.
I played Bloodstained, Curse of the Moon, but I wanted to talk about it a little bit.
You did. You already talked about it.
Yeah, I didn't really mention why. Like, the thing I didn't like about the PC version.
Okay, go ahead.
The game has, like, zero resolution options, so you have to play the game at a certain resolution, which is bullshit. But, I mean, it's decent enough, but it's like, they could have worked on this a little bit more. Why do PC versions of games always get shit on?
Does it look good? Worth it? Curse of the Moon? Like, is it, like...
Yeah, it's worth the $10.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanna play that damn game. It looks
also,
to me, it looks good.
Unlike Castlevania, there's no knockback.
Oh,
or
good.
At the very least on the difficulty I'm playing on.
Good. That's a good thing.
And if you play on casual difficulty, you have unlimited lives, so you don't have to worry about lives.
Right on. Anything else?
And there's like no achievement penalty for even playing on casual, so go nuts.
Oh, cool. All right. I played a little bit of MPQ. I dabbled a little more in Alien Isolation. Got my ass kicked by the alien. So I was like, "Fuck, man! That's an intense game. If you want a scary game to play, play Alien Isolation. It's great. And I got a chance to watch Bridget play a little bit of Crazy Taxi. It's a great game. Oldie but goodie. And that's about it for me. Reviews, Eric, let's do Last Guardian. I think we should hold off on Solo till next week when everybody can join in.
And Last Guardian is Team Ico's latest game. And it has assorted development history. Where it was originally started life as a PS2 game. Then that shifted to the PS3. Then that took forever. And eventually shifted to the PS4.
Yeah.
Now the PS4 version's out. It's like, this game probably could have used more tweaking, but they probably weren't afforded any more time to the game anymore.
You know what I'm going to get?
Because there is definitely places in the game where the frame rate just drops unless you have a PS4 Pro.
Yeah. I think, Eric, what they're going to do is they're going to give it the Shadow of the Colossus treatment. They're going to come out with multiple versions of that game, Last Guardian.
I don't know, because they would have done that by now.
No, not necessarily. It took how many years for the remaster?
You can definitely tell it's a PS3 game that's been made to work on a PS4.
Yeah, but I mean, not necessarily. Look how many years it took to get
it. Even then, it's probably still using code from the PS2 era.
Yeah, all right, so what else? Last Guardian.
Trying to order Trico around is annoying at sometimes. And I know the game was trying to be like, you just met and he barely trusts you, so why should he listen to what you ask him to do?
Yeah, but it's a game, damn it. You want to play the game.
You better listen or else.
Yeah.
It has a sad ending because it's an Ico game. Of course it has a sad ending.
Of course. Do you have a whip to whip your flying beast thing? Like, to whip it in shape, Eric?
A what?
A whip. You know, like, no. if it
that'd
miss...
Be mean. That'd be mean.
If why it miss...
Yeah, can you mistreat it? Can you, like, underfeed it and stuff?
Yeah, if it
does... Can you, like, instead of feeding it, just eat in front of it?
Yeah, exactly.
You have to feed it, but you can neglect to pull out the spears.
Oh. So you can't see. I don't want to play this game because you can't whip the creature. You know,
you can't use your beast.
I want to.
You guys are awful.
I want to. You know, like on what is it? The Jesus movie, Passion of the Christ. Like when they were taking that flail and like ripping. That's what I want to do to that damn thing. You know, I want to go full Passion of the Christ on the beast in Last Guardian. You know, ripping flesh. I mean, you. God damn it, you didn't sit, you know, like 10 times until it does what I tell it to
when
do.
When I say stay, I mean stay.
Yeah, you goddamn son of a bitch. Off. Yeah, exactly. Get all into it, you know, just like yeah.
It's a dog bird griffin thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's a dog bird, and it deserves to be treated like a dog bird. So you just flail it, you know. I mean, that's the only way to take care of those big beasts, right, Breakman?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just flail.
Discipline, anger, abuse, yeah. emotional and physical.
That's right. A lot of yelling, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to yelling,
hitting,
yes.
more
hitting.
You have to treat it like Trump treats immigrants.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. Poor mug. We all know that Frank has already done it. How dare you, Freak Five? You son of a bitch. You're exiled. Son of a bitch. All right. So what are you giving Last Guardian?
I'm going to give it an 8.5.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Because the game should have been optimized around the PS4 without having to use a pro to make it work right.
Yeah. Well, luckily I have a pro, so when I get that game, it'll be a smoother experience, hopefully.
Well, it's still probably going to be janky because there's probably bad frame pacing even with a better frame rate.
Maybe.
Probably still won't quite reach 60.
Maybe. We'll see. I'll let you know.
But consistent 30 would probably be preferable to the sometimes in the 10s.
Yeah, I know. That's terrible. We're going to hold off on Solo, Eric. I know you're eager to talk about it, but none of us has seen it except for you.
Chatters.
Yeah, and the chatters and the archivers who are being neglected right now. But not anymore because we're back online thanks to Breakman. Deadpool 2, I'm not going to do it this week because Break hasn't had a chance to see the movie.
You can go ahead and talk about it. I'm going to take my headset off.
No, I'm good. I didn't have much more to add than what Eric said, but we can talk. I'll wait. Hopefully,
I will say one thing about the movie I didn't get to say before, but like, there's a part of the very beginning of the movie that's very tropey.
Don't say anymore. Break. We won't. Hopefully, you'll see it this week, Break, and we can talk more about it next week. Let's move on to Stinko's, Break. What's your Stinko?
My Stinko is I didn't get to play a lot this week, and that is because my internet was down for a few days.
Oh, that sucks, man.
Yeah. And I figured it was because I had old wiring downstairs or something to that effect. Because I called them and they weren't able to do it over the phone. There was nothing in this area as far as outage or anything like that. So can you take a guess, since it was outside, what the problem was
on their end? A broken line?
No. It was on my side, and it was a damaged line. And once again, my mortal enemy, the squirrel.
Oh my god! Goddamn fucking squirrels, man.
Yeah.
Fucking hate squirrels, man.
They shoot up lines, and he'd replaced the lines for my internet, but he has to come back and do some more work to put some coating. He said that'll keep the squirrels off of it. Just, oh my god.
Yeah, I know.
These goddamn squirrels, they're the bane of my existence.
Break
is the reason that Secret Squirrel got canceled.
do yourself a favor and get a BB gun. Invest in a BB gun and just, you know, take target practice, man. Fuck those
Squirrel
things.
Girl will always be a villain in my eyes.
Yeah, I agree.
Is there some kind of, like, bag or something that is like really stinky that could keep the squirrel away?
No, that's why he said he's putting like a cover on the cable so that they don't chew it.
My stinko could be the NFL, but I already said fuck the NFL.
I forgot to put that in mind. I'm glad you mentioned it, but that's gonna be mine in a minute. Freak Five says, I bet Mug sneaks out of the pit every night while Frank is asleep and teabags Frank. That's not true.
I already posted on Twitter that the initials for the NFL don't stand for National Football League. They stand for nasty fucking losers.
Yeah, I'm beginning to agree with you, Eric. We'll talk about it in a second. Freak Pipe says his stinko this week, NFL. Yeah, we're going to talk about it. Dungeon says we have a hawk or falcon in our neighborhood somewhere. I noticed our squirrel population has dropped a bit. Yes, plus one to charisma and swooping for the falcon and hawk.
Is that your spirit animal?
Freak Five says, LOL, Break. I know I have mentioned my druid that wild shapes as a flying squirrel. Yeah, you talked about that last week, Freak Five. All right, let's move on. Oh, anything else on your internet break? So is it up and running? Better?
It's up and running now, but okay. Fucking squirrels. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Fuck them, man.
They pick my pear trees, they eat my tomatoes, they tear up my internet.
Squirrels. Yeah, they are. They're fucking assholes. And you know, squirrels will fucking taunt you. They motherfuckers. Yeah.
Oh, I love it with the pear tree. They take a couple bites out of a pear and leave the rest of it.
Oh yeah, that's
so
it's
complete.
At least
waste
a raccoon would eat it all.
Yeah.
Most other animals will finish it, but the goddamn squirrels, they take a couple bites and leave the rest. Like, what the fuck? Are you doing that on purpose, you little rodent?
Yeah, they're son of bitches, man. Those are the real son of a bitches. You know how Trump called the NFL players son of bitches?
if he would have fuck your pets.
Yeah. if Trump would have came on national television and said that squirrels are sons of bitches and they should leave the country, then that I would have been like, yes, I agree with something that Donald Trump said. Yeah. All right, Eric, you already went over yours with the Curse of the Moon console backer codes that were late. Anything else you have or no?
No.
All right, I got like three of them.
I could talk about the Pope, but...
Oh, God, let's not, man. Branches Pope 2020. I'm calling it now. All right, first thing, real quickly, Trump canceled the North Korea meeting. Which, of all things, I thought this meeting would actually have been good and productive, but no, he canceled it because he's a big douchebag. You know who else is a douchebag? Michael Cohen.
I know what else I could talk about now.
Hold on. Michael Cohen's a douche, and we're finding out that he was taking money for pay-to-play to talk to the president to get policy change, which is illegal, and I can't wait till that guy goes to jail and or flips on Trump. And finally, the big topic probably since Freak Fry brought it up, and I wanted to talk about it but forgot, but NFL, they have a new policy where you cannot no longer peacefully protest on the field, and they banned kneeling for the national anthem, which I think is a bunch of fucking horse shit, but you know. And the NFL did a bad move here because it brings them back to the forefront. And now,
what if you're trying to pray and do the anthem? You can't do that now.
Well, I would say since there's no kneeling, that there's no praying in the game either. I wonder how that would go. Because usually, you know how like the players kneel at the end of the game to pray. Why should they be able to kneel and pray? That's a peaceful. You know, gathering.
I think it's stupid we do the fucking anthem anyway.
I agree.
It's nationalism bullshit.
It's
not even patriotism.
No, it's not. You know, let me tell you a story. I've never told this story before, but quite a few years back, I went to a Broncos game against the Jets when Mark Sanchez was still playing quarterback there, and I didn't stand, but I didn't stand for my own reasons. And you should have heard the fucking shit I was getting. I was like, why are we even doing this in the first place? Like, why do we have this ceremonial BS at the beginning of the games that we did not have for the longest? I don't know if people realize this, but in the NFL, they did. I can't remember the year, but it was pretty recent that they started doing all this patriotic.
Not only that, but wasn't the whole issue about Kaepernick about them doing this thing before the game even started?
Yeah,
that was even on the field.
It's bullshit. How dare you, Freak Five? I didn't stand because I didn't want to stand. I didn't. That was my form of protesting. And
you know what I usually see when an anthem's being played is most people are. They're doing their own things. They're not paying attention to what's going on.
Nobody really
like when
gives
the
a
when
shit.
The anthem's playing. Usually, that's when I'm at the concession stand.
Yeah,
or something,
exactly.
Because you know? I want to see the game. I'm not there for the anthem.
There for the anthem either. And I don't think anything sports wise should be politicized in that manner. But
no shit. Like it's God damn.
They added it way late. They added the anthem and they added these big, huge. It's no wonder you see all these like service people at the beginning of football games and shit like that.
I think it's bad enough that sports in this country is treated more highly, regarded more highly than than the scientific advancement.
I agree, but that's not just this country. That's across the world.
It's across the world.
Yeah, but I think this country in particular has an obsession with sports.
Well, but the thing is, sports are good. Sports are good.
Because if you look at other countries when it comes to soccer.
Yeah, but like not that's
no Eric. Hold on.
If you listen, like there are groups in Britain and Ireland that are notorious for
fighting,
causing trouble, fighting and stuff like that. It's a lot more out of hand.
It's way more out of hand in soccer games than it is the NFL. But I will say this about
do riots happen in Japan when a soccer game?
Yeah, I think they do argue over their. Over their teams. I don't think they have a league in Japan, though. But here's the thing. Like, all this jingoism and patriotism, and I'm not saying it's to
false
not have...
patriotism.
Hold on. I'm not saying it's not okay to have pride in your country. I'm grateful I'm in the United States, although, you know, the politics suck now, and we're going through this, you know, horrendous presidency.
But part of the good thing about being in this country is it changes.
Yeah, that's the thing.
We know it'll change. And like if you live in, say, Russia, where no matter what, we know who the next president's going to be.
Well, don't count your chickens before they hatch, Brake, because like from what I'm seeing, we're on the verge of a huge constitutional crisis that could just rip up our entire democracy. Everybody, like at first people were like saying, you know, we got to let the process you know, catch up to Trump and et cetera, you know, both people on the right and left, et cetera, but now it's coming to the point where people on the right and left are saying the same things. Like we got to start, you know, doing something, about what's going on, because I don't know if you guys saw, but that lawyer of Trump's was in that, classified meeting. Last I heard, that guy didn't have a security clearance. Why is he in that meeting? Just because Trump said now Trump's a dictator and he could just dictate what happens. Like it, I don't know. These are scary times, but I don't know. Going back to the NFL, I think that's a definite stinko because they kowtowed to Trump and they were afraid of Trump for
no. It isn't about Trump. This is about owners wanting money. This is about the dollar.
Yeah,
this isn't about politics or anything else. Owners were afraid of people who, like, well, jackasses who put videos online of them burning season tickets over the shit like over this.
Right, which is very, very little.
Of all the things to waste $1,000 just to –
Yeah.
You know me?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, agree with
you. If you don't like it, just come after the anthem's over with then.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that Kaepernick kneeling was probably one of the most courageous things that I've ever seen in my lifetime. I've seen
and I know we thought about it, and it wasn't that I disapproved of that. Like I said before, it was the whole, like, you know, I think he should have been more team oriented. Like I think the whole team could have protested.
I'm down for that, but I'm also okay.
I don't want to get into that argument again.
No. Yeah. And I'm okay with people standing for the anthem as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, they were saying something. All right, Kaepernick was saying something. A hand over his heart, and still that showed to me that he was still, you know, supportive of the United States, supportive of the flag, supportive of the troops, but he was protesting because of injustices. And
yeah, people say it was disrespectful, but to like to the flag country and soldiers.
I think a veteran soldier
is who inspired him to do that in the first place.
Absolutely, he talked to
a
Green Beret.
I think Freak has a good comment in chat. He said, "What pisses me off the most are the people who say that kneeling is disrespectful to our country, flag, and soldiers." Are the same people who supported the Confederate flag.
Yeah, yeah, and that still goes on.
I don't understand what disrespect means.
Yeah.
The Confederate flag was literally the flag of traitors.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I like they tried to secede from our nation. Yep. Like these
because
were
they wanted slaves.
Yeah,
yeah, like these are the worst of the worst in American history. These were traitors.
Yeah,
the Confederates were the worst.
If you think
what the fuck,
right? If you think Kaepernick was misdirected, I implore you to watch the video of Eric Garner getting choked to death by a policeman, literally to death. Philando Castile.
Wasn't that over cigarettes?
One cigarette. He was selling single cigarettes.
Yeah.
Which
I just shared a video on Facebook today about a black guy is in his car, and the cop pulls him over.
He's out in public. House. That's his fault.
No, in the car, in the car at his house.
Yeah.
On his driveway.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what cop was he doing outside of his house? I mean, geez.
For his broken taillight, which he could have easily called someone to fix, but the cop gave him shit for it.
But he knows better than to be black and outside of his house.
Right.
Jeez.
Right. I mean, look, it's
being black on a Friday or whatever.
I actually think people should look at
My God. That just makes me think of Freak saying, like, if people edit out what Break says, like, I'm dead. There'll be shit all over this house. Like, racist piece of shit. Like, but it was called sarcasm.
I know. Freak 5 says it was the flag of the U.S. soldiers who abandoned their oath to protect our country and raised arms against it.
Yes! Like, yes. These were the traitors!
Yes. Why the Confederate flag is not burned upon sight is beyond me. Like,
they weren't even traitors that were rebelling against a corrupt government. They were just traitors.
I think
those don't even piss me off as much as the statues.
Oh,
of
God,
General Lee and shit like that. Yeah. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, exactly. It's like
deified a guy who was just a man. Who
you guys,
or
statues of Davis and shit like that. Like Jefferson Davis. You mean the leader of the traitors?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Right.
What the fuck?
You mean to tell me that you guys still revere these traitorous pieces of shit that wanted nothing more than to take over the entire country and use other people as fucking slaves? You want to go back to that time? That's what these people want. They want to go back to slavery, the good old days. You know, the good old boy network where you could just have slaves to do all your dirty work while you reap all the benefits. Go fuck yourselves, man.
That kind of happens today, too.
And by the way, Kaepernick kneeling is doing one of the most patriotic things. He's silently protesting, not hurting anybody. And look
except their feelings, which fuck your feelings if you're a racist.
Yeah, no, fuck your feelings.
And it all comes down to these NFL owners. They're afraid of alienating people. They don't want to hurt their budget. Like, for them, they're afraid of losing money. If they didn't think money was involved, this would be an issue.
Well,
if ever there was a such thing as demons, I think greed would be the biggest.
When it comes to rich people, like, I don't understand what it is about being rich that makes you want to make more money.
I don't get it either.
Like,
Break
your goal with being rich is to make as much money as possible. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't
like
get
you're
it.
Rich. Like, what is your goal?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you already made your goal, so it's like. What, are you afraid that if you don't continue to make money, you'll suddenly lose it all or something?
Yeah.
Like, are you trying to out-rich the other rich people? Is like, that what the thing is when
rich
you get rich?
Rich penis.
You know,
rich
I got
penis
a question.
Contest.
I got
like,
a question.
When you're rich, like, there's a thing with, like, they get looked down at if you're, like, if you're 1.2 billionaire to 1.4 billionaires look down at you, like, oh, look at that piece of shit.
I guess if I'm
almost like an indoctrination. Like,
yeah, hold on.
You've been programmed with a single purpose to earn money, but you've not like got any like.
I have a question.
You've not got any goals or like, any stipulations as to what you should do with that money once you've attained it.
I have a question for you guys. Do you think
basically like a virus?
Hold on, Eric.
For a virus that just keeps perpetuating.
Yeah. Do you guys think? Okay, let a good portion of the audience that watches the NFL. Is white. Would you guys agree?
Because that's the biggest portion of this country.
Okay. How many of those people would watch the NFL if they banned black athletes? How many? Not
if
very
they
many.
Banned black athletes?
Yeah.
That'd be.
I agree.
Okay,
I totally
can't,
agree.
Like, no more. Like, well, What the? Like, right now they have a ban on women, which is ridiculous.
That's
ridiculous. Like, to suddenly say that people...
Yes.
To suddenly say that about half of your league you can't have anymore.
More than
like,
half.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's more than half. It's like 60...
More than half. Okay.
Also, the numbskulls that are saying that it's unrealistic for Battlefield 5 to have have women on the battlefield.
Oh,
when there was plenty of women in the battlefield.
Yeah. No, here's... Yeah. But I think that would be an interesting thing, like an interesting social experiment. If you took all those black athletes and banned them from NFL competition, how many
–
hold on,
like
Eric.
Nothing.
Let me finish my point. If you took all those athletes, all the black athletes, took them off the team and it was just white people playing, how many of those people, the majority, I'd say 70% of the viewership in the United States is white – how many people would still watch it? How many people would still go to the stadium to see those teams
I play? Think they'd get the 1% bump with the like the nationalists.
Yeah.
But they'd lose about, I'd say, 70% of the rest of the viewers.
Absolutely. So all this bullshit about worrying about somebody kneeling and protesting, which is something that should be protested. If you're not outraged by the murders that these police officers are doing and the injustices that black people have suffered over the past however many fucking years, then I don't know what to tell you. Like, I just don't have room for you. If you don't see that that's a problem, like, what can anybody say to you to change your mind? You know what I mean? Like, you have no empathy. You have no sympathy. You have nothing.
Well, empathy is a hard thing to teach
and by the way,
to begin with.
Right. By the way, Eric Gardner had a family. Philando Castile had a family. Tamir
How
Rice had
they?
A family.
What families? Jesus.
Right.
I mean, what do they want? We'll talk about privilege. Ridiculous.
I just think it's stupid. Let me tell you a quick story. I got pulled over because the cop thought I didn't stop at a stop sign. So, I mean, this shit happens all the time to minorities. It's not, you know, I got lucky. I didn't get beat up and I didn't get put in jail and I didn't die. If I was black, that might have been a different story.
If you live in Virginia, you probably would have gotten arrested.
I probably would have. And for no reason. Like, I have to fight this in court. I have to go to court and fight this fucking ticket, which I'm not going to win, but I'm going to try. You know,
you might.
I don't know.
I mean, I've heard of people winning. It just,
we'll see.
It's rare because usually, you know.
Yeah, usually cops' words mean more than yours. And
yeah, but now there's videos and stuff
yeah, I
like
hope.
That.
I
know?
Hope there's a video. I hope.
Did he have
a
body cam?
No body cam.
What about cameras
but he
on
did
the
have
stop signs?
But he did have a dash cam.
I hope so. I hope so. That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that they have that evidence, and I'll prove my point right then and there. All right, let's move on to Sweeto's break.
I have a Stinko that I wanted to mention.
Okay, go ahead.
We're still on Stinkos.
Although it is, at this point, like, considering what's happened with George Takei and how the person who made allegations against him is now recounting his story and saying maybe it wasn't as I remember it.
Oh, boy.
So now that's being thrown into question, and they're probably wrong.
Yeah.
But I think there's more weight to the Morgan Freeman allegations, because apparently there's been a series of incidents like what's being described in the allegations of him sexually harassing some of the females.
Innocent until proven guilty, Eric, but I agree with you. I told you guys this a long time ago when we talked about Harvey Weinstein, who, by the way, is now in police custody, thankfully.
Yeah, he turned himself in. I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it either. I thought he was going to go to Europe.
The guilt probably destroyed him.
There's got to be another angle.
Yeah,
like he's doing this for a certain reason. Like, yeah. I don't believe there's
or you do it now or you do it later and it's worse for you, so you do it now.
Well,
I think it's more likely that. Yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah. So I thought he would go to Europe and never be seen again. He has so much money that, you know, he could do whatever you want. But
no, I think he thinks he can get out of this.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he doesn't. And there were too many people, too much credible witnesses. Same thing with Morgan Freeman. It seems like to me what you said, Eric, but innocent until proven guilty. I don't want to comment and throw the book at the guy without him going through.
I know, but we've so readily jumped on everyone else. Yeah. Like it seems disingenuous not to jump on him too.
Yeah, I know.
I know. Like it's like it's Morgan Freeman, and we don't want to like because everybody likes Morgan Freeman,
but, right? But here's the thing. I think he's guilty.
Yeah, like it's eight accusations plus eight witnesses to those accusations. Yeah. Like it's like
I think it's true as well. But I said this before a long time ago. I said with this Harvey Weinstein thing, there's going to be a lot of actors and actresses, and you know, Hollywood is going to go through a reckoning, and this is part of it. Morgan Freeman. Yeah,
and
it does.
And you're right about innocent until proven guilty. Like, do we need that in our court systems? Yeah. We need the people to go through it. But the problem is, we've seen too many rich people get out of shit with good lawyers.
Oh, yeah. And that should not be the case.
There's also one more stinko that I like to mention.
The only reason Cosby was convicted is because he had a shitty lawyer. Like, his lawyer fell asleep in court on him, for God's sakes.
Which, by the way, is grounds for a retrial. What do you call it? What do they call that? Like when you get convicted of something and then you want to like retry it. What do they call that?
Double Jeopardy.
Huh?
Double Jeopardy.
No, not Double Jeopardy. Like when
Double Jeopardy is when you've been convicted of something. I'm sorry, when you've been accused of something and you're acquitted.
Found innocent. You can't be tried
for the same thing. You're proven innocent. You cannot be accused of that crime again.
What? No, it's a term. If you're in jail and you're awaiting – what is it?
Indicted?
No, not indicted. You're in jail and you want to – what do they call it? Like when you want to retry something. Like you want a reason to
– Appeals.
Appeal. Yeah. There you go. Woo.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, they're always going to be repeals. Yeah. Going to be appeals.
I think for good reason, actually. Rich,
really?
Yeah.
I mean, the more money you have, the more you can do as far as you can do continuations, which is basically in this country, you're supposed to get to a right to speedy trial. Well,
if you're
rich, you can do continuations, which basically sets the trial back for – quote-unquote reasons.
I agree with you, but appeals are there for a reason. Break, like
I know. I mean, but we've seen so many times like the appeal system, just being abused by guilty parties, whereas people who are innocent are sitting in prison and not getting, and they're waiting for a chance to appeal, you know, because they don't have the money.
Yeah, that's right.
And unfortunately, in this country, and a lot of the first world countries.
Yeah,
money.
Yeah, it's always about the money. Follow the money.
One more stinko, and then we can move on.
All right, Eric.
That'd be the death of John Bain. That's John Total Biscuit Bain. If anybody knows what Total Biscuit is, I mean, you can say what you want about the guy. Personally, I thought he was a gigantic piece of shit, but. Yeah. Cancer is not something anybody should have to go through, and I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy, even somebody who wishes cancer on somebody else, because that's what he did. He actually had, on record, has been accused, has said that he wishes other people get cancers. But
you know how I feel about
what, even what member of Limp Bizkit was this? Like that.
I do, Eric. If you're a piece of shit, I could care less what happens to you. Like, I was saying it to somebody the other day.
He's not like a Trump piece of shit.
No, no. No, if he's – I don't know the guy, so I can't say I wished it on him. But it was –
He has done a lot of good things for the gaming community regardless of his personality.
Yeah. Well, like I said, there are people that I could care less about, and if they were to die, like – you know,
but he was 33 and he left behind a family.
Yeah. Well, that sucks for the family for sure. I don't know the guy, so I can't talk about him in particular. But I don't know. If it's somebody like, you know, some of our politicians and they happen to have a heart attack or they happen to get cancer and die, I could care fucking less. They have no problem, you know.
Yeah, but the thing, like Eric said, they have families too.
I didn't say anything.
Part of the reason
he was
kind of an asshole, though, is because when you're going through the pain that he did, sometimes it's a weird phenomenon, but people tend to take out their pain on others. Just so they don't have to feel lonely in the pain that they feel.
Not only that, but some people are just under stress. They react emotionally and they don't know how to control it. Yeah, I mean, people get angry depending on situations and such. But I forgot what we were saying.
I'm just talking about people that cause a lot of harm.
I agree with you, but as far as like not liking those people and stuff, when does the hate stop?
No, here's the thing.
I mean, because if you're hating somebody because and you know they die and you're celebrating, their family is gonna look at you like you're a piece of shit.
I could care less.
And when you die or somebody in your family dies, they're gonna celebrate.
Well,
you know,
all I'm saying is.
When does the hate stop?
Here's the difference. I don't consider myself a piece of shit, and people that know me know otherwise. You know, they know that I'm not a bad person. So that's all that matters to me. When you see people like, for instance, Jenny McCarthy, and she's doing her anti-vax bullshit that has cost the lives of
I think that's the
hundreds,
like
John thousands.
Bean and Jenny McCarthy.
Hold on, thousands of people. You know, thousands of kids to die, then
stupidity.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If you're evil because you're stupid, stupid's not an excuse. You know, if Hitler was dumb, that wouldn't excuse him from killing 50 million Jews.
Trump's stupid, so I have no arguments to combat this.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Like
I have nothing. I can't come back from this.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I consider myself a good person. I would never personally harm anybody else intentionally. But if somebody let's say you got like physically assaulted by somebody, punched you in the face, right? And they got away with it. And they happened to get, ran over by a car.
Yeah, that's happened in my real life.
Okay.
Go on.
All right. And they happen to get and they're just a bad person. They do this type of thing all the time and they're just bad, right? They do it all the time.
I have no idea.
Well, I'm just saying this for
an
example.
Oh, we're not talking about me. I'm sorry.
But let's say they get hit.
Serial teabag.
On the way to they're taking a walk and they get hit. I could care fucking less. And regarding their family, I have nothing against their family. I'm sorry for their loss, but hey, the guy was a piece of shit and fuck him. That's what I'm saying. I don't have any hostilities to the families. And, you know, if a person like Jenny McCarthy were to end up dead, I wouldn't feel like anything. I'd be like, man, good. One less
anti- I
don't
feel pity that she was a
piece of shit
to the end.
Right. She was a piece of shit till the end. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, people like that.
That's
deserve...
not hatred, though. That's pity.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. But anyways, I digress. We need to move on. Breakman, you're sweeto.
To Breakman Day.
Yeah, Breakman Day. How was your day, man? How did it shake out?
It was good. I had a good weekend, good times.
Yeah.
You know.
Did you that's also my sweeto, by the way, is Break Day.
I went to a place called the 16-bit bar.
Yeah. Oh shit, that sounds cool.
Also with all the postponement on you actually getting married, I wonder if like Mrs. Brickman's actually gonna give you the ring instead. Like, here's your birthday present.
Yeah, we had one, but they had to cut it off and the accident. So thanks for bringing that up.
Was it like in the car or something?
It was on her hand.
Oh jeez, there you go. Yeah.
It had to be cut off. I said all this before. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing it up, Barry.
Yeah. Thanks for ruining the mood.
Bringing
man.
It.
We were having a good time.
You still got a license, you know. You don't need a ring.
Yeah. There's still other stuff.
Yeah.
But the 16-bit bar was really cool. They had a bunch of arcade games as you would think, and as long as you were drinking, everything was free. They had games ranging from basically like Donkey Kong and Frogger and Pac-Man all the way up to the X-Men 6-player arcade game and
awesome.
New versions of Rampage. And they also had like a section of consoles that were all plugged in, all old consoles.
Yeah.
So
I never did play the new Rampage because like I think it's at Dave and Buster's only.
And what else, Break?
But they had a bunch of tons of consoles. Yeah, the six Six-player XCOM is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's a huge cabinet. They had the four-player gauntlet, and that was the... If there was a stinko about the place, that was... The wizard was broken, and it fucked up the game, and that sucked.
They should fix that shit.
Dungeon
Sane. I left a note. They're like,
so which arcade was this?
16-bit bar. So as long as you're buying alcohol, it's free to play.
Is this close to like is this downtown Cincy?
It was in downtown Cincy, but I know it's other places too. Yeah, mm-hmm. Boo the Broken Gauntlet. That of all the arcade games, that's
the only arcade that's like close by to me is the Round One that only opened a couple weeks ago, back in April.
Did you have lots of drinks, Break? Did you get nice and loaded?
Yeah, man. You know, it was my birthday, and people are buying for me and stuff like that.
Indulge.
I look it up, and the first question... The
wizard's going to die of not eating food.
Man. We had to push him into something, and sitting there waiting for him to die. Like, God damn it.
Damn it.
And then make sure other people didn't come up. Like, no, you can't touch the wizard. Broken.
The wizard's cursed.
You're like super aggressive with people... You're like super aggressive to people that come up there and like, get away from here. That it's no good. You know, wizard's no good.
Why didn't anybody put a note on there saying
he did
out of service?
He did.
DB said the wizard needs maintenance badly.
Break still drunk. Freak Pipe says, yeah, I agree. But that's fine.
So they had a bunch of like those arcade machines, which were pretty awesome. They had a couple pinball machines. They had like four pinball machines. They had a modern updated version of the Star Wars machine, which was pretty awesome.
That's awesome. That's great.
And like I said, those consoles, so pretty much.
So
they didn't have all the rare consoles, but anything Sega, Nintendo, PlayStation, Microsoft, they had all those things. Yeah. I can't scroll the screen, damn it.
They have one in Columbus.
Tim,
they have one in Cleveland.
Wizard?
Yeah, Cleveland and Columbus. So there you go. Look at that. They got all kinds. They got Burger Time in there.
I couldn't leave without playing Burger Time.
Oh, yeah. Does anybody watch the Mega 64 video on Burger Time?
No, you should check it out.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It's Burger Time, bitch.
Over 50 classics on the floor. So it's like Dave and Buster's, but for nostalgia.
Well, Dave & Buster's isn't like that anymore. If you've been to Dave & Buster's really recently, the games are all modern, new, and updated. And they have old games and Cast Freak says, I love Burger Time. Yeah, if Burger Time's an arcade, I have to stop and play it.
Yeah,
I suck terribly
awesome.
At Burger Time, but I always have to play it.
Yeah, Burger Time's a great
Time
game.
For whatever reason. Yeah, I don't know why, but I've always loved that game. I forgot what I was saying. Oh, D&B, like, the games are modern. A Pac-Man, but it's a giant screen Pac-Man. It's a Versus, and there's Versus or a giant Galaga, which are it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, they have Tapper, not Root Beer Tapper.
Captain America yells, Captain America and the Avengers. They did have Captain America game there. Dig Dug, yep, that's there.
Awesome. If you're going to play Captain America and Captain and the Avengers, do not play the console versions. They're terrible and inferior ports of a game.
I love the appeal that it's going for here. It says, with a hot chick, a hot waitress handing out drinks, it says, get over here, arcade games plus booze await. So I like that. That's pretty cool. That little thing there. They have one in Columbus and Cincinnati and Cleveland, apparently. So that's really cool.
Just tell my brother about it.
Did you play Donkey Kong? Any Donkey Kong?
No.
Did you get over a million points?
No, I was there. I was watching family play that game, actually. Play Donkey Kong.
That's awesome, man.
I didn't play it. I forgot why I didn't play it, actually.
They even have WWF.
I think I got distracted by Popeye, of all games.
They have WWF Superstars. Popeye was a great game, man.
And Freaka says it's awesome, that Popeye game, because they had Popeye right next to it, and I was playing that, and he was playing Donkey Kong. Yeah. And I was watching him play Donkey Kong, and they had the Moonwalker arcade version. Yep, they had that. I didn't play it though.
T2, that was a great fucking game at the arcade, man.
Turtles.
I love that game.
Turtles.
I played some
time.
T2.
Yeah. All right. You have a lulls, Eric, real quick before we go on to our quick free-for-all?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I goofed in the theater with my smartphone. I don't know how, but I must have, like, brushed it, my phone, and I opened up an app called Tobikaru, which I downloaded a while ago, which is about a frog who journeys and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was just in the theater when the movie was playing. So it was playing a sound effect that was bird chirping. I thought there were birds up in the rafters somewhere in the theater. Because I never touched the app. I just downloaded
That's
it,
funny
so I didn't
as
know
fuck.
It was coming from the app.
That's funny as fuck. Dungeon like, says... Dungeon
So it was playing the entire time I saw the movie. So.
That's funny. Dungeon says, I blew up all the stuff at Cyberdyne one time by miracle, 100%. Holy shit, man. That's fucking badass.
It was really cool playing arcade games again. You know? It's been so long since I've got to stand up and play like Ms. Pac-Man.
Yeah, that's cool,
which
man.
I am very rusty at. I was embarrassed.
That's really cool. All right, Eric.
I please don't look at my Ms. Pac-Man scores. I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed of myself.
Don't worry about that, man. I suck at those games, too. Eric, you
normally
said...
Normally, I'm a lot better at Ms. Pac-Man. It's embarrassing.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to our free-for-all. I know I skipped over your Sweeto, Eric, but I think you talked a little bit about...
I don't really have one, actually. Yeah.
Go ahead,
Eric. Work on tokens or tickets? No, you just come up and hit start button.
Oh.
Just walk up to the games. As long as you have alcohol... And they have people walking around to make sure you're drinking still.
Yeah.
And not like, not bought a drink and then finished it and then sat there playing.
Yeah.
But all the games just come up and hit the start button. You know,
that's
if you
really
want extra lives, keep hitting the start button.
That's awesome, man. That's a great idea for a bar. Because, the average age of a gamer is like 35 now, I guess, or 32, something like that. So, like, you know. You want to brew and play games. That's
yeah.
awesome.
And he said DB says infinite credits, and that was the one problem. Is the X-Men game? A couple of people we were playing with just hit like a billion credits for their players, then they quit on us. So it was just me and my brother with the other four characters there. Like, god damn it! Now what do we
do? Sucks.
Did anybody do the Colossus noise?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's a Magbefest thing. Sorry.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to our free-for-all quickly, guys. There's a new study. Eric brought this to our attention. New study that finds there's a trans brain scan. This is really interesting, but Eric wanted to talk about a different angle. Basically, to give the long and short version, or actually the short version of this story, you can now tell if a kid is transgender or not by taking a brain scan. This is a study conducted by Dr. Julie Baker at the University of Liège Laboratory of Neuroendocrinology. So it's interesting. But Eric thinks that there could be problems with this. Why do you say so, Eric?
I think the problems are that I'll basically just open up the comment that mug left me on the Facebook post that I shared. And it says, gotta say, this has its drawbacks. If a trans kid doesn't have a trans brain, the kid is still trans, much like the pot is medicine crowd. I think this is a poor and possibly dangerous approach to a very delicate issue. But what I wanted to add was that basically I could think of a situation that would boil down to people trying to use it as an excuse to say that this is a brain disease or something, and then it gets reclassified as a mental illness.
I can see that, but I also see some very good positive things that could come about this. I think if we can learn and we can understand, you know, as a society, maybe we can...
More like Jeff was saying, people just assume that it's a lifestyle choice now.
No, it's not. What I'm saying is this. I think... See, now I lost my point, man. Eric, you do that to me quite a bit, dude.
All right.
No, it's all right. I'm just saying, like, I think we can learn a lot from this. And if the public, especially in the United States, I know there's countries in South America and in Europe that are kind of ahead of the curve when it comes to sexuality and things of that nature. I think we can become more accepting of the people around us that are trans, You know,
well, no doubt. I mean, the scientific community will benefit from this, but the way the media might report it might cause problems.
No, I understand.
That's what I'm worried about.
There's always danger to almost every significant scientific study, but I think the benefits outweigh the downfalls of it. If a person can understand at the age of, let's say, 10, that they are both. Or that they feel like they're one sex or the other, then that's a good thing, and they can plan. You know, the parents can help plan their life. You know, help them plan their life accordingly. I mean, thinking about it, you've got to be very isolated when you're going through all that. Like you're afraid. Like I don't know, man. I see a lot of good that can come from this scientifically. I do see the downfalls, the potential pitfalls of it, but. If you have the information, then, you know, you can be better prepared for the future, in my opinion. So I think this is a good thing. I don't know. I could be wrong. What do you guys think? Send us your comments. If you're listening on archives, to @RPGrinders, let us know what you think. But, what do you think, Eric? You think that this is more bad than good or good than bad?
No, I just wanted to address the potential bad things.
Yeah, no question. I mean, think about it. Like, I hate to make a gaming analogy, but now people can mod Nintendo's, right? The Switches.
Mm-hmm. And Nintendo can't do shit about it unless they do a redesign.
Well, right. But here's what I'm saying. Like, the majority of people that want to mod their systems aren't doing it for nefarious reasons, but there is, you know, a handful of people in the grand scheme of things that will do nefarious things like cheat online and in games and stuff. But, you know, I think the good outweighs the bad, when it comes to shit like that. I mean, they're doing like, GameCube emulators on there and Wii. It's pretty crazy the things that they can do. What if they could, make a person psychologically ready for their life. You know, I don't think there's very many people that specialize in transgender issues. So maybe this could be, you know, some type of progress in that direction. You know, if we understand a person's brain, it's like serial killers. Serial killers have a different brain structure, and we learn a lot from looking at it and understanding things. Maybe we can do the same. Same with this, and people could be more chill instead of being assholes, you know? I don't know. That's just my take. What do you think, Brake? Anything to add?
No, not really.
He's like, no. I don't like talking about controversial shit.
No, sorry, I was in chat not paying attention.
It's more like he's gone gallant and he's getting hungry, so am I.
Yeah, it's getting late. We gotta get
I ate here. Sandwich for dinner since we had pizza for lunch.
Yeah.
And the sandwich is tiny and it only satisfies you for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was doing yard work before I took a shower right before the show, but I was doing yard work, so I'm pretty hungry.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, on that note, break plugs.
Outlet plugs or
yeah.
No, I would plug the show. I'd plug my Twitter, but nobody tweets RPGrinders.
What's that so Twitter account?
You can @break_manme. But there's another Twitter account nobody ever sends anything to.
Which one is that? Which account is that on
Twitter? RPGrinders, I think.
RPGrinders. All right, cool.
That loser.
That loser. All right. Anything else, Break?
No, that's it.
Oh, by the way, your Reds are winning 2-0 over my first place Rockies, which sucks, but whatever.
Wow, that's weird.
I know. I know. They're the worst team in baseball.
The Reds have got a great bullpen, yeah. Which is just like last year. Like, they have a great bullpen and terrible starters. The starters are going maybe 5 innings. And then the bullpen's having to come in, and the bullpen is going to be completely worn out by the second half of the season.
Yeah, yeah.
So the pitching in the second half of the season is going to be absolutely worse.
No hope for the Reds this year, man. That sucks because the Rockies are looking good. I'm hoping that we make it to the playoffs and kick some ass.
Yeah, the problem is the Reds made a lot of bad trades recently, yeah. And They like to hold on to players because they're, I don't know, ownership or management are just like, we like these guys. Well, are you going to have the money to pay for them? No, but we like them. We want to hang on to them. But if you trade them now and
pay
you get more money, more stuff for them.
I don't know why they haven't traded.
Instead of waiting and getting shit.
I don't know why they haven't traded Votto. Votto would probably go to another
because
team in a second.
He has a huge contract. He has no trade clause, and I would cry.
I know you would. There's lots of people that would take that contract, and the Yankees for one.
Joey Votto is—he's a different kind of guy. He feels really responsible. He wants to be kind of the hero, you know. Yeah, he wants to be the guy who leads the Reds to a championship.
Yeah.
He's been with this team since he was 17 years old when they drafted him.
Yeah, he's also very anti-Canada for some reason. That was really weird.
No, that was just him messing. Like, he loves to fucking fuck with people, which is another thing I love about him. Yeah. Like, within the game, like, he's not trying to really piss people off, so he had to apologize because so many people were pissed off in Canada. Like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. He wasn't trying to be a dick. He was just fucking with you, for God's sakes.
Yeah. All right. Eric, your plugs.
DB says he will plug the miracle technician who will fix the wizard for Gauntlet.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
He must fix that wizard.
Yeah. All right, Eric. You're up.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't get much chance to write reviews this week because I was caught up with Kingdom Hearts and trying to get the ultimate weapons a lot harder in Final Mix because they put additional steps in your way, so you have to make even more items before it will become available, and then you have to gather all the materials for that, which is annoying. But the review I have up this week is on totallygn.com, and that's for excuse me. I can't even remember now because I'm so hungry.
That's right.
But Earthlock. That's right.
Yeah.
Here's a stinko. All the GDPR emails I've been getting. It's like a war zone where I'm just getting constantly bombed by emails about, do you click yes to be part to keep continuing getting news from us? But I write reviews for sites like TotallyGN.com and BostonBastardGate.com and VogNetwork.com and OzGamers.com. And if you like what you see, you can go to my Patreon, Eric Kelly, and is writing reviews and videos, making videos. If you have the money to spare, just even a dollar would be great.
Yeah, maybe you can do that. Skittles review, the hot Skittles. That would be a good one.
Maybe that'll be an incentive to get people to go with it.
It sounds good.
If I get like $50 within the next couple of days, maybe I'll do that as a video.
$50 next cuz. I think you should do it anyways, man. See how many people watch you eat those. My plugs are as follows. You can follow us and leave comments, questions, and topic choices on at RP Grinders on Twitter. What else? You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches if you have a question for me or you want me to say something on the show that's probably disparaging to Freak 5. I will be more than happy to do so. And that's about it. Thanks to all the chatters. Dungeon was in there. Freak 5, of course, is in there. And I think MXT was in there earlier. He always shows up at the beginning of the show. Bridget was in there as always. So that's about it. Anything else, guys? No?
Not enough.
Eric,
what else do you want from us?
Money. Dickie Barnes.
Dickie Barnes, yeah. Yeah, definitely. If we can't go a full episode without mentioning Dickie Barnes. Or the Garlic Witch. All right, thanks, everybody, for listening. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, guys.